Arts news from around the area. Welcome to The Creative Cafe, sponsored by the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo, promoting and supporting the arts, arts organizations, and artists throughout Greater Kalamazoo on 590 and 106.9 FM WKZO.
Well, good morning and welcome to Creative Cafe. I'm Kristen with the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo, and I have a whole bunch of people in the studio this morning because we're talking about Blue Skies Busking, and I'm sure you're thinking, I don't even know what that is. But that's okay because we're going to tell you. I have Annabelle first, and Peyton Carter, who are two of our buskers from last year, and I also have Kim Shaw in the studio with us, who is our program director. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We like to ask on this show, what is your favorite morning beverage? So I'll let you go first, Kim.
Okay. My answer is always coffee. Yeah. With a little something sweet in it. That's my favorite.
All right. How about you, Annabelle?
I like chai tea lattes.
Chai tea. Yeah, I do too. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can do it first thing in the morning, but I can get behind that.
Same.
Yeah. How about you, Peyton?
I don't have it very often, but I would say coffee.
Coffee?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't have it very often.
No.
So what is your ritual in the morning then?
I typically have a protein shake and then I go right to class, like as soon as I
sure.
wake up.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally healthy.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Doing
yeah.
right.
It's nice on the go. Yeah, it's fast. So.
Yeah. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Good. Well, we're talking about Blue Skies Busking this morning. It's a program that's been around for a little over a decade. Originally, it was a program of the Downtown Development Association, and now it's run by the Arts Council. Kim, some of our listeners probably don't even know what busking is. So can you tell them?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. First of all, I'd like to recognize the word busking is an awesome word and fun to say. Busking, you've probably seen it in your city or a place that you're visiting. It's when an individual will be set up on the street someplace, maybe play music, a guitar, sing a song, do magic tricks, some sort of a on-street performance. Usually tips are accepted. So they might have a guitar case open or something for collecting. And it's an opportunity for performers to put themselves out there and for a variety of reasons. Sometimes I had someone come in and apply this morning that was ready to put themselves out, have new material, so they wanted to try
great.
It out
okay.
and see what kind of response they get. And there are some that is their performance. They're not looking to be on stage or do something different. That mm-hmm. just being out in the community playing is their thing. So.
And so how does our busking program work here in Kalamazoo?
Our busking program works. We have 12 spots, and these are official busking spots. And so you can apply. There's an application through the Arts Council. If you go to our website, you can find the application there. If you come into our office, I can give you a printed application. Mm-hmm. You fill out the application, and then you also need to send me 2-3 minutes of audio or video of whatever your performance is. And I can accept that in a variety of ways, depending on what the individual has. Mm-hmm. And then I consider them. And if you are approved, you get an email, and then you will get an official busking permit that is laminated, and we ask that you put that out with you when you're on the street so that people know that you have a permit, and it protects you in that spot. So someone can't come up and say, hey, get off my lawn. you can be in that spot. And we have a link that you are also sent when you are approved where you can sign up for spots and dates and times. And so there are a variety of places downtown, Bronson Park, Bates Alley, mm-hmm. down Michigan Avenue, where you can perform.
Yeah. And Annabelle and Peyton, you're a duo who took advantage of the busking program last year. Your group is actually called Peyton and Annabelle.
Mm-hmm.
And can Let's talk a little bit first about how you got your start in music, because I'm assuming that you didn't wake up and think, I want to be a busker.
Not really.
Yeah, okay. So yeah. How did you guys get your start?
We started in the Kalamazoo Academy of Rock together.
Uh-huh.
And I had seen an opportunity in South Haven, actually, to basically do a similar thing for busking, and our band did not really respond to it. So I reached out to Annabelle specifically because we have kind of the same music taste. Uh-huh. We both liked doing harmonies. We both liked acoustic music.
Yeah.
So we ended up doing our first set together at that. That was about maybe like 2 hours long.
Yeah, it was a while.
Yeah. And Annabelle found this opportunity for busking.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I mean, we both thought that was great. So we signed up for that, decided to do that to start to get ourselves out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So was Academy of Rock the first place that you kind of found that you liked playing music, singing and playing?
I had played guitar for a while before that and whatnot, but that was like where I had met Peyton, and that was especially where I started working in groups of people.
Okay, so you play guitar and sing, and you sing?
I sing. I play some piano.
Since play some piano. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Academy of Rock, that may have been the first place that you realized that performing live was cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So can you talk a little bit about those experiences?
They're a lot of fun. You know, I think the Academy of Rock is a really great program. You know, it allows you to work with musicians your age. It gives you opportunities to perform and rehearse with others. And, you know, obviously that was where Peyton and I were inspired to start doing stuff on our own, because it was through the Academy of Rock that we realized how much we enjoyed live performances.
Sure. And you just debuted an album at the Clover Room, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about that. That's awesome.
It's exciting.
Yeah. I mean, that was awesome. It was sold out, which was very cool. We got to see a lot of people that we didn't necessarily recognize there, which we haven't really had before yet, so that was awesome.
Oh, cool.
We got to have our band for the first time and sell some CDs and merch, and overall it was just a great experience to be able to perform our album and see so many people there that, you know, maybe we didn't necessarily know there to hear our music. That was really great.
Right. And then over there at, so the Clover Room's over in Jericho in the Edison neighborhood, but you actually recorded at La Luna, right? You recorded your album? Mm-hmm. And I understand from an article that I read that you basically did all of it, the whole thing, just the two of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So performed and also wrote it, produced it.
Yep.
And it didn't sound like it took you very long either.
Took 3 days.
Yeah, we recorded it over the span of like 3 10-hour consecutive days, which was a lot of work. It was long. That is,
yeah.
It was intense, but it was worth it.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That is very cool. What was that experience? I mean, you did intense, but what was that experience like? Because I'm assuming that maybe you'd performed those pieces for other places, but then putting it together on an album, what was that like?
It was a lot of in-the-moment decisions.
Yeah. Okay.
When we went into the recording session, we definitely had, like, a general idea of what we wanted each song to sound like, but a lot of it was kind of just, like, oh, Peyton, you should sing this part, and just kind of, like, making things up on the fly.
Okay.
I mean, we'd perform those songs, like, many, many times, but a lot of them we had, you know, a few songs where we kind of saw them expanding, like we wanted to expand them. We didn't necessarily know how. Like Annabelle did most of the instrumentation on that, so she came in with some already made parts, but for the most part a lot of it was just like, let's add a harmony here, let's add, like, you know, piano here or whatever.
Amazing. And so, and then you got to perform it at Clover Room. Very well received. Already have merch out. That's great. So any plans for what's next?
More busking this summer.
More busking. Okay.
Yes,
more busking. Yeah, we like to hear that. As far as the busking is concerned, can we talk a little bit more about that? So you were out last year. What does that do for you?
A lot of the money that we were able to put towards our album actually came from busking.
Oh,
which
was
really
most
awesome.
Of it. Yeah.
I don't think we would have made it otherwise, because recording is, you know, very expensive. So a lot of that came from busking, which was really helpful.
And we've had, like, so many good experiences meeting people. We've gotten gigs that way. by busking. A lot of gigs, actually, people will approach us. We've had so many just good experiences with just good people that love our music, and like, I wouldn't trade that for anything, honestly. Like, our gigs are great, but I feel like the most memorable experiences have been just like complete strangers or kids dancing to our music, or you know, like teenagers that love Taylor Swift just as much as we do, or like old people that like really love like a throwback song that we're doing that they really just love to see young people doing that.
It's just a really encouraging and like motivating experience. I feel like you just don't really get that audience connection as much in like a bar or even like just in like a venue. I feel like it's just because busking is, you know, kind of spontaneous. People don't expect to walk down a street and see someone playing a song they like, so I think there's just a deeper appreciation there.
Sure, absolutely. All right, we have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Annabelle and Peyton, who are the duo that make up Peyton and Annabelle, and Kim Shaw, our programs director. We'll be right back.
Creative expression comes in all shapes, styles, and forms. The Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo invites you to get involved in your local arts scene. Are you an artist, playwright, actor, musician, or photographer? Do you make your living providing creative connections for others? Or do you engage in artistic expression as a way to fulfill a need to express yourself and share your story? The Arts Council wants to hear from you. For as little as $20 a year, you can become a part of the larger community of your artistic peers, exploring resources, collaborations, funding opportunities, and more. As a service organization, the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo has been proud to serve Kalamazoo since 1966. Please visit our website anytime at kalamazooarts.org. That's kalamazooarts.org. Or stop into our offices inside the Epic Center in downtown Kalamazoo. We can't wait to meet you. This message provided by the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo.
You're listening to The Creative Cafe, sponsored by the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo, on 590 and 106.9 FM, WKZO.
And we're back. I'm Kristen with the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo, and I have in the studio this morning Annabelle First and Peyton Carter. They are the duo that makes up Peyton and Annabelle. And I also have with me Kim Shaw, who's our programs director at the Arts Council. We've been talking about busking. So before the break, we talked a little bit about performing live and the differences between studio work and performance in a venue or a bar, and that idea of the spontaneous reactions that you get from busking. And I understand from you guys that you actually, you went out on us and you're busking in other places than Kalamazoo, just finding this out. But can you talk a little bit about where else you busk?
Yeah, I mean, South Haven, we busk there a lot because I kind of grew up always going out to South Haven.
Sure.
And I know the people there, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a completely different crowd every week because it's a vacation town. So we kind of thought that that's where we could reach the most people.
Uh-huh.
So we go there a lot. And, I mean, it's always been just, like, such a positive experience.
Sure.
And I love South Haven in general, so I really love going there, too.
Yeah.
Just to be there. But, yeah, the people are always great. They always love our music, and it's always, we're always reaching new people, which is the goal.
Right, right. And it sounds like it's a different crowd than, obviously, than Kalamazoo. Mm-hmm. But you mentioned before the break that you actually paid for the recording of your album with your busking money, and I think that's probably going to come to as a surprise to a lot of people listening.
Yeah,
that you can actually make money from busking.
You can make a lot of money busking.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I think we've probably made more busking for like 3 hours than at some gigs that we've played.
Yeah. People are very generous.
It's impressive.
That is impressive. That's
people really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Are very generous.
Great community for showing up. Yay. I'm excited.
So just recap for us again this perspective of from the perspective of an artist performing, that difference between performing in a hall, performing at a bar, and this the interactions that you guys have busking.
I think there's just a lot more of like a connection. You know, people will be able to come up to us and request songs or artists. Happens a lot. You know, people ask us if we know this song by the Beatles or if we know any Taylor Swift, and So that's really cool to kind of be able to, like, deliver those requests. You know, we can't really do that at a gig as much.
Right.
And, you know, it's really cool to, like, watch people kind of wander by and then sit down and watch us for a while. Yeah. You know, sometimes we get, like, little crowds, which is really cool. So I think there's just much more of a connection because it's, like, an unexpected event for pedestrians and people just passing by.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so how often do you get a Taylor Swift request? Is that, like, every time you go out?
Probably.
Yeah. In South Haven. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if we just play it, people get really excited.
Yeah.
Oh, I
like, people our age, they get really excited when they hear us play a Taylor Swift song.
Taylor Swift song.
Yeah.
But you also do, you do Simon and Garfunkel. You do.
Yeah.
A lot of our stuff is older.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who else do you cover?
The Beatles.
Some Elliot Smith. ABBA.
Yeah. The Cranberries.
Oh, Cranberries. Good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go. Now you're headed towards my era.
Yeah.
All right. I'm a big ABBA fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of Fleetwood Mac, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're very popular.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Really? Okay. Yeah. So that, I'm still back on the, we paid for our recording of our first album with our busking money, which is fantastic. You do perform your own pieces too, right? You could try to get those out there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the busking?
Probably not as much.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
With busking, it's hard because people, you want to grab their attention when they're walking by you. And if you're playing your song, a lot of times people aren't going to, like, hear the hook of the song that they know and stay. So sometimes what we will do, it's kind of, like, strategic, I guess, but, like, play a song that's really well-known, wait till people are here to listen to us, and then tell them this next song is an original, and then play it.
Mm-hmm. So smart.
So smart.
So incredibly smart.
It works a lot better.
It's a strategic thing.
It is.
Like,
there's
a lot of kind of things we've kind of, like, had to hone in over the past few years.
Like, seeing a specific group of people and knowing, I know exactly what to play right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's a thing we do.
We do that a lot.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Reading the room.
Reading the room. Definitely reading. And the room's always changing.
Yeah.
It just keeps walking by.
Exactly.
That's impressive. Very impressive. Kim, what should someone know if they want to participate in the busking program?
What should they know?
Yeah.
Well, be bold and come and fill out an application and try it out. I have had such a wide variety of humans come in to apply, and some are really feeling bold and ready to go and let's do this, and some are like, I'm not sure. And I want to try it one time and see how it feels. Mm-hmm. And we'll ask, you can ask me questions about the spots. You know, if you're wanting a specific type of crowd, when is a good time? Like, sometimes down in the mall on Saturday in the mornings, there might be like a family event happening with the downtown shops. And so that might be a specific type of music, right? That's different than a Friday night when there's a rock band that's going to play the state. And if you pick up that busking spot across the street, that could be a really great place to plug in and play something. Sure. And so, but things to know, again, if you go to our website, you can find the busking page, and the map is on there, the application is on there, all the instructions are on there. And then also you can call me and ask me questions or just come on in.
Okay. And the cost to participate?
The cost is free. It is free to participate in the busking program, and so it is open for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And why would you, what, 'cause nothing really prevents anybody from just running right on down and doing whatever they want downtown, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, pick up your guitar and play, but what are some of the benefits of actually getting the permit, going through the process, getting the permit, signing up for spots? What's the benefit of that?
That's a great question, because it is true. Sometimes I see people playing downtown that I don't know who they are, and they don't have a permit. But it protects you. You have specific spots. The city has signed off on the spots.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is in the know about it downtown. And they've also, we've had a lot of repeat buskers. Mm-hmm. And so they get to know each other and the retail store owners in the community, and they build relationships, and even some of them have been asked to play for special events and things.
Yeah.
But the benefit is if you set up in a spot and you have your permit, again, if someone comes and asks you to move,
yeah.
that permit, I've heard from buskers where they've reached out to me and said, somebody asked me to leave, and then I showed them my permit, and they said, oh, okay. And then they went away. Or they called the police, you know, yeah, and then the, yeah. the cops were like, this is a permit, so they're yeah. totally fine, you know. And most often, it's all well-received.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, but it does protect you, and it builds connections and relationships in the community.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. For sure.
Good. Annabelle and Peyton, if somebody was considering busking through our program, I mean, you've already given away some trade secrets this morning, which I think are brilliant, but what advice would you give?
Just remain optimistic. You know, we've made a lot through busking, but there's also yeah. been days where we've played for like 2 hours and made $50, which is,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
definitely not enough or a lot, but you know, yeah. just because that happens once doesn't mean that's going to happen again. You just kind of have to stick through it and
yeah.
just carry that motivation.
I would also suggest, like, if you can, to get an amp, because people down the street can hear you, and it's even hard to get people, like, pretty close to you to hear you just acoustically.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's very worth it to get the amp, I would say.
Draws people in.
Draws yeah, people in.
From
okay.
a distance, at least.
Sure.
Yeah.
If we want to know more about your new album, where do we go?
You can follow our Instagram. It's
okay.
at Peyton and Annabelle, all one word, all lowercase.
Mm-hmm.
You can stream our album anywhere on Apple Music, Spotify. It's available for purchase on Bandcamp as well.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Very cool.
yeah.
And again, you've already given it to us, but again, if we want to find out more about the busking program, where do we go to do that?
www.kalamazooarts.org. Follow the programs tab and you will find Blue Skies Busking, and everything you need to know is right there.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank all three of you this morning. I've been speaking with Annabelle First and Peyton Carter of Peyton and Annabelle. And I also had Kim Shaw, our programs director, in the studio this morning. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time this morning to join us at the Creative Cafe. Did you know that Kalamazoo Portage was named one of the top 40 arts vibrant communities in the United States, and in fact ranked in the top 10 for mid-sized communities by the SMU Data Arts annual survey of more than 900 communities? You probably already know that Kalamazoo is a cool place to live, work, and play, and now the whole country knows. Whether you're an artist, an arts organization, a business sponsor, patron, or volunteer of the arts, thank you for all you do to keep Kalamazoo an arts vibrant community. Want to know more about what's happening in the arts right here in Kalamazoo? Just visit kalamazooarts.org to learn about the cool programming of the Arts Council and all of the great events our community organizations have to offer. That's kalamazooarts.org. Now you know. Please join us next week for another installment of the Creative Cafe. This message is proudly brought to you by the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo.